For tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday morning, February the 24th, 2002. Final service of the Ladies' Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Alberta Landry of Beaumont, Texas, is the minister of the morning.
Go with me to Romans, the 7th chapter. In Romans, the 7th chapter, start with verse 1. The Word of God says, "Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth. For the woman which hath a husband is bound by the law to her husband, so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. So then if, while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that you should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. For when we were in the flesh," underline the word "were." Now, if we look at the word "were," it means it's a past tense word. That means it's something that happened, but it's not happening right now, or not supposed to be happening right now. Praise the Lord. Oh, excuse me, I don't know. Glory to God. Get another one. "For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sins, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit." But what kind of fruit? "Unto death. But now," say "now."
"Now."
"Right now."
"Right now."
"We are delivered from the law, that being dead, wherein we were," what?
"Were."
"Were what?"
"Were."
"We were held." Glory to God. "We were bound." Glory to God. "That we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter." See, the law was given because of the sins of man, so they would be with conscience. See, before the law, there was no conscience of sin. Sin was rampant and it was going on and it was thought nothing of. They had no thought about, "I'm doing wrong or I'm doing right." They just did what they did. And the Lord saw this and he says, "Oh, I got to give them law. Moses, come get the law. Because the people are sinning and they have no conscience about their sin." Sounds like today? Because it's a prophetic word that the Lord gave us in Timothy that it's going to be going on today. That their minds is going to be seared. They'll have no conscience.
Amen.
Praise God. "That we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. What shall we say then? Is the law sin?" No. God forbid. It's a good thing.
That's right. That's right.
Some people need the law.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God.
Right.
Because without the law, they would be without conscience. But that law makes them aware that you have just sinned.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. "Nay, I had not known sin but by the law." Oh, glory to God. But really, somebody needs to hear that one. Glory to God. Probably all of us. Hallelujah. He's no respecter of persons. Hallelujah. Praise God. "But by the law, for I had not known lust,
that's right,
except the law had said,
Amen.
Thou shalt not covet.
Amen.
Now, when we think about lust, we normally think of sexual sin.
Yes.
But the Word of God is saying here that covetousness is lust.
That's right.
The Word of God tells us that one of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. But without the law, sin was dead. You mean there was a time that sin was dead?
Amen.
Yes, because we didn't know that we were sinning. But see, the Word of God tells us that we're not without knowledge. The Word of God tells us that we have no excuse now. The Word of God tells us that we can live without sinning before God.
Amen.
For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived. And the commandment, which was ordained to life,
yes,
I found to be unto death. For sin taking occasion again by the commandment deceived me. It fooled me.
Yes, yes.
Sin made me think it was all right.
Amen.
Just like it did Eve in the garden. It deceived me. And by it, now last night I brought out some scripture how the Word of God, when God spoke to Cain, and what he told Cain, he said, Cain, you have authority over sin.
Amen.
But if you don't take the authority over that sin, if you don't tell sin he has no dominion in you, then guess what? Sin lies at the door and it's waiting to take you over.
Amen.
It's waiting to consume you. It's waiting to eat you up. It wants you.
Amen.
And it's waiting on you to allow it to take you over. You know, the Word of God says, happy is the man. Well, in Psalms it says blessed, but that word transferred over or translated over or looked up in the Hebrew, it means blessed, happy. Blessed means happy. Praise God. Now, in every scripture, it doesn't mean just happy. Glory to God. But in that one, it means happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. All right? Y'all know that scripture. Psalms 1. Bless God. Hallelujah. I don't have to keep repeating this. Y'all know that scripture. Glory to God. Praise God. So why would I allow sin to slay me? Why would I not die to sin instead of letting sin kill me and I'm dead?
Amen.
Without any life.
Amen.
Without any meaning. Without any purpose. Without any destiny. Without any glorification. Without any salvation.
Amen.
Wherefore the law is holy and the commandment is holy. And it's just, and it is good.
Amen.
Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. No, it's no.
Amen.
But sin, that it might appear sin, worketh death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. That means it can go beyond just the sin. Now, I gave you definitions last night of sin, transgressions, and iniquity. See, people can sin. And without repentance, they can get deeper into that thing.
That's right. That's right.
And if they don't repent still, they can get deeper even still into that thing.
That's right. That's right.
To where not only in them, it's not in their mind anymore. It comes in their heart and they take it into an action.
Amen.
The Word of God tells me that Judas Iscariot, he contemplated betraying Jesus Christ. But it was a thought in his mind. But until it entered into his heart.
All right.
When it entered into his heart, he went about to betray the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The sin was going around his mind. The devil was telling him, go ahead, go ahead. If you do it this way, just you'll push Jesus into becoming the reigning king. He was deceived.
Amen.
He listened to the voice of a deceiver.
Amen.
And it caused his, praise the Lord. But sin that it might, verse 13, that it might appear sin, worketh death in me by that which is good, that sin is the commandment, sin by the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. For we know, underline the word know, that the law is spiritual.
Amen.
But I am carnal.
That's right.
This is Paul.
Amen.
Talking.
Amen.
This is the man that he wrote three quarters of the word by the Spirit. This is the man that was he counted all that he had, the 14 languages, the 7 he mastered. I mean, being taught in a Gamaliel school, all the things that he had accomplished, even when he was going about persecuting the Christians, he thought he was doing it right.
Amen.
Praise God. This is the same man saying, guess what? I'm carnal. Is that an eye-opener or what?
No.
To think, oh no, Sister Bert, I'm not carnal. Yes, we do walk in carnality
Amen.
At times.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And we're walking at carnality. Sin is there.
Amen.
Waiting for you to take it a little bit further.
Amen.
A little bit further. A man walks up to you and says, ooh, you look so good. I mean, you really look good today. Now, I mean, baby, you really. I mean, girl, you so fine. I wish I could take you home with me. Oh, you ought to quit. We've entertained that thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you go home and your husband's there and he's like, he'll ever tell me I look good. He'll never compliment me. And you go to bed at night and this enemy is talking to your head. He looks pretty good, too. And then he was sweet to you. And it happens to men, too.
Amen.
Amen. And he was sweet to you. And look at him over there. Just laying like a lump on the log. And then you find yourself going back to that place where this man saw you.
Amen.
Looking to see if he's there.
Amen.
But see, this time you just didn't have your everyday on. You weren't dressed like I am. You had a little foo-foo on. Make sure that everything was in place because you were looking for the tempter. Because you were leading yourself into wanting to be tempted. Now I use that analogy. There could be so many different other things
Amen. Amen.
That could tempt you into bless God.
Amen.
See, deception is a sly booger.
Amen. Amen.
Excuse me for using the word booger. But he is. And he comes in real sweet. He comes in real kind. He comes in looking good. He comes in smelling good. He says, marvel not, for Satan shall appear as an angel of light. He's going to shine. He's going to praise the Lord. He's going to say, oh, hallelujah. He's going to go to church. He may even stand behind a pulpit. With enticing words to make you feel good.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, my flesh is tingling now. Ooh. To make you feel good. It's not about a feel good.
All right.
If you can't feel good in the word, you don't need to feel good no other kind of way.
Amen.
You can't get goosebumps from reading the word of God. Come on, saints of God. This thing should elevate me at all times. When I look upon him and feast my eyes upon the word of God, it should be like, oh, I'm walking with him. I'm talking with him. Oh, God, oh, yeah, I was there when he cast out 10,000. I was there.
Amen.
It should be life unto this flesh.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Mm, bless God. All right, let me go on. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Verse 15. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that's what I tend to do. Sounds like a paradox. I do and I don't. I would and I won't. I can, but I can't. For the good that I would, I do not. I should hate that thing, but it's like I tend not to want to hate it.
Amen.
It's doing something for me. It's doing something for my flesh. I tend to say sometimes, you know, a person can't get delivered because they don't want their flesh messed with.
Amen. Amen.
They want to protect their flesh.
Amen.
Don't
Amen.
Mess with my flesh. Amen. Just leave my, cast a demon out. Don't mess with my flesh. It won't happen.
Amen.
Whatever you want to hold on to, it's yours.
All right.
It's yours, saints. There's no other way to say it. It's yours. You want it? It's yours.
Amen.
It's yours. You want Jesus? He's yours.
Amen.
You want salvation? It's yours.
Amen.
You want deliverance? It's yours.
That's right. That's right.
There's no such thing as I just can't get free. The devil is a liar.
All right.
I can't loose that thing. The devil is a liar. I can't walk like I need to walk. The devil is a liar. I can't talk like I need. The devil is a liar. You may have to war in your middle, but I'm here to tell you, you can't overcome because he overcame for you.
All right.
Bless God. Bless God. But I'm here to tell you today, it's a want to. It's a want to. You either want to serve him to the fullest or you don't.
Amen.
The Lord gave me a vision. I was sitting in the house, and the Lord gave me this vision. And he said, on my left hand are those that are cold.
Yeah.
On my right hand,
Amen.
He said, those are my saints because they're hot.
Amen.
He said, but then there's this group that's right down the middle.
Yeah.
And he said, I see them doing this. And I could see the fingers of God saying, this is how they want to serve me.
Amen.
They want a foot on the cold side and on foot on the...
Amen.
And they're straddling.
Yes.
They want to serve Satan. They want to serve God. And it's not going to work.
Amen.
And he told me to say, he told me this. He said, just as you see it, he said, the church of apostates, those that have the form of godliness, but their hearts are far from me. They're showing themselves to be hypocritical.
Amen.
To the people it looks good, but to God it's filth and it's dirt. And the Lord spoke this to me and I said, oh God. And I fell on my face and I said, oh God, I beseech you, Lord God. Because he was talking about church people.
Amen.
He was talking about people that are not in the world. He was talking about people in the church. And he spoke this to me. He said, they don't even know that they're really on the cold side. They've been deceived. We need to pray for the body of Christ. I mentioned this earlier, not picking out this church and that church and calling this church by name and that church by name. We're the body of Christ. We should be praying one for the other that we all might be healed. The Word of God says that praying with all supplication for the who? It didn't say for just Lake Bible Camp. It didn't say for just Christ's outreach. And I don't know all the names of the different churches that you might attend or some of you attend. Just say just for that one or for this one or the one I know or the ones I fellowship with or the ones I give to. But we're to pray for the body of Christ.
Amen.
That we be unified in the Spirit.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Praise God. Let me go on. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go to verse 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing. There's nothing good about this sinful flesh. Yeah, but Sister Burry, I tend to make it look pretty good, you know. I mean, they got all kind of stuff you can pump up now and put on and praise God and make it look real good. Uh-huh. Anyway, bless God. But in this flesh, but I do good things. I give to the poor sometimes.
Come on.
I feed the hungry.
Come on.
Well, occasionally. I go visit those in the prison. Well, that's not my ministry. I go to the hospital. No, only if they call me. That's not my calling. I don't have a calling to go to the hospitals to pray for people that are sick. Come on, saints of God. The devil's lying to us.
Amen. Amen.
The word minister means to give aid.
Amen. Amen.
That's what it means.
Amen.
To give aid.
Amen.
If I say I'm a minister, I should be willing to give aid.
Amen.
Wherever I need to give aid.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Amen. The hospital should be empty. The hospitals should be empty.
Amen.
I'm going to say it again.
Yes.
The hospital should be empty.
Amen.
We are part of the body of Christ. All of the body of Christ is not in this place today.
Amen.
The word of God tells me in Revelation there's going to be a number that no man can count.
That's right.
Good glory. I asked some children one day, I said, what's the highest number that they count in school? And they said, I think they said zillions or something, whatever, trillions or zillions. I said, the word of God says that that number is going to supersede the number that we can count down on this earth. Glory to God. Those that we think not going to make a day, we might just see them there. Hallelujah. Bless God. Praise God. Praise God. See, God is calling forth intercessors to pray for people they don't know. Glory to God. Calling in millions. Hallelujah. They travail and wail in between the porches. And we don't have to see them to know that they're doing the will of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. But there's no good thing in me, for to will is present with me. Verse 18. And how to perform that which is good, I find not. I don't even know how to do it. How do you really do good? We associate our good doings by our works. How do you really do good? Good is God and God is good. How do you really do good? Jesus said, why call me good? There's none good but the Father.
Amen.
But people want to be, oh, you.
Amen.
You know, we appreciate that, yes. That's wonderful. The Word of God says we're to give honor. Amen. There's nothing wrong with that. We're to esteem one another higher than we esteem ourselves.
Amen.
Glory to God. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you expect it.
Come on.
When you say, well, they should have done this. Don't think so. Yes. What do you think? Self-glorification. Amen. You said it. Amen. But the Lord said he would glorify us.
That's right. That's right.
There was a time Jesus said, now, Lord, Father, glorify thou me.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. Amen.
Now, Peter, John, y'all come glorify me. No, he didn't. He said, Father.
Yes.
Somebody need to be saying, Father,
yes.
Glorify thou me.
Yes.
When you're in his will, he'll do it.
Amen.
When you're in his obedience, he'll do it.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Oh, bless his name. Let's go on. I'm going to read this, and I'm going to go to some other scriptures, because I want to give y'all some scriptures. Bless God. 19. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that's what I tend to do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more that I do it, but sin that dwells in me is doing it. So that means I've lost control.
All right.
Something else has taken over, and that thing is working. It's not me anymore. So now, if there's something in your life that you say, I just can't put down. And I don't need to name things.
Amen.
If there's anything in your life that's controlling you,
right,
and you have no control over it, the Word of God calls it sin.
Amen. Amen.
Ain't bird talking.
Amen.
The Word calls it sin.
That's right.
Well, the Word ain't said you can't do this or do this. The Word calls it sin when you can't stop it. Because the Word of God is telling you right here, this thing that's dwelling in me, that's taking over me, that's controlling me, that's making me do those things that I may not want to do when I do want to do something good, but all of a sudden I can't do that that's good.
All right.
It's controlling me.
Amen.
I've yielded my members to it. I've become its slave.
Amen.
21 says, I find in a law that when I would do good, evil is present. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Oh, thank God for the inward man.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind. The flesh is going to constantly war against your spirit. The Word of God says if you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
Because those two are enemies, one to another.
Amen.
But if you don't walk in the Spirit and you continue to walk in the flesh, then you lend yourself over to another when you say you've been bought by another. Now, we proclaim I've been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, but yet I lend myself I loaned myself. Anybody ever went to a financial institution and borrowed money?
Yes, yes, yes.
Then you got to take so much time to pay them back?
Yes, yes, yes.
Glory to God. See, sometimes those things that you lend yourself, it's going to take time to pay it.
Come on.
And that's time away from your Jesus. Amen. That's time away from your master.
Amen.
Glory to God. It's time away from your salvation. Bless God. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me? Who's going to deliver me from this body? Who's going to deliver me from this fleshly walk? Who's going to deliver me from my carnality? Who? I like the way he started off. He said, I'm a wretched man.
That's right. That's
when I'm walking in sin.
That's right.
And degradation before the God I say I serve. I'm wretched. I'm undone. Glory to God.
Amen.
Woo, hallelujah. See, this word is supposed to bring us victory.
Amen.
Glory. Ooh. Sometimes I feel like running, but I'm not.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God. Praise God. It's just like Brother Noah said, we need to start thanking God.
Amen.
Praise God. That we're not worse off than we are. See, when we were in sin, we were so lost. And it was like we never would be found. I hear some of you say, quit looking back, quit looking back. No, you need to start looking back. You need to start seeing where you came from. And say, oh, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Not boasting that you're not there. I'm over saying, God, if it hadn't been for you, I'd be there.
Amen.
I may not be everywhere I need to be, but I'd be back there.
All right. All right.
Glory to God. So I got something to thank him for.
Amen.
Praise God. What did he say about the woman? He says, for those that are forgiven much,
yes.
They're going to love much.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, yes. Praise God. I'm not going to compare my experience to yours. I don't want your experience. And I know you don't want mine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But when you look at your experience, if you're still dwelling in those old things, in the old man, where is your new man? Where's your newness of life? You feel into things I just can't let go of. Where's your new man? How old is your new man?
All right.
How old is your new man?
Amen. Come on.
Glory to God. He says, I am born again. How old is your new man?
Come on.
Did you have to get born again today?
Come on. Amen.
Think about what I'm saying, saints. I'm not putting anything into that. I'm just, think. See, our minds need to be renewed. Glory to God. Because the enemy's trying to constantly deceive us that it's okay, it's all right. I had people walk up to me and say, well, I'm living with this man, you know, but the Lord, we're going to get married soon. Uh-oh. Excuse me?
Come on.
Oh, my pastor said it's all right as long as we get married. The devil's a liar.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
The devil's a liar.
Amen.
I mean, people have walked up and said this.
That's right.
Deceived.
Amen.
In error.
Amen.
Oh, God gave me a husband. But he's married to somebody else right now.
Come on.
I've had people say this. I'm not making up anything. And I'm just praying that he would divorce her so that he can come in line with God. Come on, say, that's witchcraft. That's witchcraft. Oh, we're living in the same house, but we're sleeping in different beds.
Oh, okay.
He said you're not supposed to even let it look like.
All right. Amen.
Praise God. Let not your good be even spoken.
That's right.
It's not supposed to even look like.
That's right. That's right.
Going to church on Sunday when you're in the club on a Saturday. Excuse me. I don't think so.
Amen.
Good.
I don't think so. And if there's a war, you're supposed to win the war. Glory to God. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He said, it's death to you. It's death to you. Sin separates you from God. Do you want to stay separated from God, or do you want to be joined at the hip with Him?
Amen.
Glory to God. I thank God through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Our Lord. Excuse me. I get personal sometimes. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Glory to God. So then, with this mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law. There's a war going on in your member. On your right side, there's grace and there's truth. On the other side, there's sin and there's the law.
Amen.
And the Lord is still saying, you're going to have to choose who you're going to serve.
Amen.
Joshua spoke it to his house. He says, choose you this day.
Amen.
Choose you this day. Who you're going to serve? Are you going to serve the sins of your father? Are you going to be like them? And they were lost in the wilderness? Are you going to come on the Lord's side? And be persevering in the things of God. Desiring and wanting it, and doing the things that He's called us to do.
Amen.
See, He gave us a commission.
Come on.
We don't have to wonder, what am I supposed to be doing? Let's go and I'll tell you what you're supposed to be doing. Let's go to Mark. I'm going to tell you some of the things that you're supposed to be doing.
Amen.
Glory to God.
That's right.
Let's go to Mark, the 16th chapter. See, everybody want a ministry. What's a ministry? What's a ministry? All ministry. What a ministry. Everybody wants a ministry. Why? Just do the things of the Lord. You got a ministry.
Amen.
It's like we got to have this unique new thing going on.
Amen.
Mark 16. And I'm going to start with the 14th verse. It says, afterwards, He appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraideth them. Everybody had it there? I heard pages still turning. Praise God. Afterward, He appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraideth them with their unbelief and hardness of heart. No, these were the ones that followed Jesus, right? Oh, okay. Because they believed not. Forgive me, I should have done that. But that's all right. Because they believed not them which had seen Him after He was risen. Now, we know the story. Who was the first one that actually saw the Lord after He had rose?
The women.
The women.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What can I say? Fact. But they were always ministering to Jesus.
That's right.
They ministered with everything they had, even their finances.
That's right.
Glory to God. And they were happy to do it.
Amen.
They were happy to do it. Glory to God. And when they thought He was gone, they mourned in their spirit.
Come on.
And they knew that even though I'm sorrowful of heart right now, I still have to go minister to my God.
Amen.
Even though He's dead, because in their mind He was dead.
Amen.
I still have to go minister to my God.
Come on.
That's cool.
I got a sermon.
Even when I'm thinking He's not with me, shall I serve Him? When I'm walking in wilderness, am I still going to serve Him? When I don't have a dime, am I going to serve Him? When I don't have a house to live in, am I going to serve Him? When I don't have food to eat, am I still going to serve Him?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
When my body is aching and I feel like I can't get up, am I still going to serve Him?
Hallelujah.
When everybody has forsaken me,
hallelujah,
am I still going to serve Him?
Hallelujah.
And yet we defile the body. They're supposed to be sanctified.
Yes.
We defile the body that's supposed to be consecrated unto Him. It's His body.
Amen.
It doesn't belong to you anymore. We're still nailing Him to the cross.
Amen.
Making what He did not affect.
That's right.
And yet want Him to answer prayer.
Yes.
Still want Him to do something for me.
Amen.
And you don't want to do anything for Him.
Oh, come on now.
Letting the baby that He's Well, put in your spiritual baby that he's put in your belly that's supposed to be burned forth, and you letting it sit dormant.
Amen.
Are you aborting it?
Amen.
Are you letting it go ahead and have a miscarriage?
Amen. Amen.
Or when you're bringing forth that baby, then you let that baby be handicapped because you didn't want to do it. I'm just going to go ahead.
Amen.
Because my attitude's not right in serving God, but I'm just going to go ahead. I'm just going to do it. God says it's time for us to change. God's not going to change.
Oh, come on.
He's not going to change. He said there are great and mighty things that you know not of. That he wants to reveal and give to us.
Amen. Amen.
He's not hindered. We're hindering his hand. Oh, God. There's so much that he has for us. It is so much that he has for us. If he would just let us have a glimpse, we'd be so overwhelmed we might not get up today. Just a little bit. And you'd have to prostrate yourself on the floor and say, oh God, I'm trying, but I just can't get up. Glory to God. Yeah, just get up. When my first grandbaby died, and she died when she was 3 months old, and I went into grief. I wasn't just mourning anymore. I went into grief. That was my first grandbaby, little fat bundle of joy. And we named her Shirai. And when she died, I can't believe this happened. And I went to the hospital and I said, I command that spirit of death to come out of her in the name of Jesus. The people looked at me like I was crazy in the hospital and I didn't care. I said, God said I could speak life into that body. And I believed it. And it didn't happen the way I thought it was supposed to happen. And I allowed myself to not just go into just doing the mourning period that God allows us, but into a deep grief. And I don't know how long that went on, and Jim tried to console me and I just wouldn't let him. I wouldn't let him. And then one night I was laying in my bed. And I said, God, you have to help me. You have to help me. And the Lord visited me in my bed. And I felt his love. It's hard to even describe
right,
how it feels.
Right, that's right. That's right.
But I could feel it going from my head and going to every part of my body. And it felt like my skin was on fire and like with electricity just shooting all through me. But it felt so good. It felt so good. And I was afraid to move because I said, Lord, if I move, he might leave. So I just laid there and I didn't want to speak because I was afraid. I said, oh, Lord, if I say something, in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, if I say something, you might leave me because I feel better than I felt in so long. And I said, God, what is this? He said, I just wanted to give you a symbol for my love. Ain't about a soul. You know what a symbol looks like? And he said, I just want to, but it lit up my whole body. My whole being was just lit up. I don't have the words to really describe it. So I hope I'm helping describe it some kind of way here. But it was just such ecstasy. It was just wonderful. I've never felt like that in my entire life. But he was loving me. And through his love, he was healing me. And he delivered me. And he told me, he said, I can't give you all my love right now because you blow up. He told me that. He said you would explode. Our bodies, our natural bodies cannot contain all the love of God. And he told me that. See, and he calls me Bert. That's my nickname. Well, he calls nicknames. I don't know if they mean anything. But he calls me Bert.
Amen.
So I know he's personal with me.
He does.
Praise God. But when I got up, I was delivered. Totally delivered. Isn't that wonderful? And he's blessed me with two grandsons and another granddaughter. And I'm going to get some up. Praise God. Okay, I got off a little bit, but here we go. Praise God. Mark 14. Because of the hardness of their heart, praise the Lord. Because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. Verse 15. And he said unto them, go. Say go.
Go.
Ye.
Ye.
Point to yourself. Say go ye.
Go ye.
Okay. Into all the world. And preach the gospel.
And preach the gospel.
To every creature.
To every creature.
The name of Jesus. Verse 16 says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Oh, but there's another side to this thing.
But he, there's a but, and this is a Holy Ghost but, okay? But he that believeth not shall be damned. Now, I started searching down when God say shall and God say will. He said, it's coming to pass. It's going to happen. Because that's my promise. Praise God. I used to tell my children, if you're not going to do something, don't promise me you will.
Come on.
Because if you promise me,
amen.
I expect it to be done. Amen. Praise God. 17 says, and these signs shall follow. No, they're going to go before you. No. The word of God says that they shall follow. It's not going to follow everybody.
Amen.
But it's going to follow them that believe.
Come on.
Amen.
So if you don't believe, why you wondering why it's not following? Believe you shall receive. You said that even last night. That these signs shall follow them. Not that you can't if you're in Christ.
Amen.
But if you believe you can't do it, you're not going to do it.
Amen.
I mean, you can apply that to you every day.
Amen.
People fail in a lot of areas because they don't believe that they can handle something or
right.
do something.
Right.
And it's the same thing with the Word of God. Well, I can't do that. God said you can do anything. Well, he said you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. In my name. Now, this is Jesus speaking, so he must have been talking about his name.
Amen.
He says, in my name shall they cast thy devils. Oh, mean I got to do that?
That's right.
Why don't we just leave him alone? I don't think so. Because he's not going to leave you alone.
Amen.
Glory to God. So I have to cast out devils? The answer to that question is yes. In my name shall they cast out devils or demons. Oh, I don't like that word. Not. Don't use the word demons. Yeah, you don't cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues, and they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, not if they purpose to, but if it happens,
that's right.
Glory to God, it shall not hurt them.
They
shall lay hands on the sick. Oh, who was that said they don't go to the hospital? That's not their calling. Mm. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Amen.
Now, if you don't believe that somebody's going to get healed when you pray for them, don't put your hands on them.
That's right. That's right.
Because if someone comes and submit themselves unto you for prayer, and you're standing there and say, ooh, this person here going to die. Well, I'm going to go ahead and pray though. You're heaping on instead of taking off. And it's happening, saints. And y'all know I'm telling the truth.
Amen.
Praise God. Lay hands on the sick, and the word of God gives us a promise. It says they shall recover. They shall recover. Say they shall.
They shall
recover.
Recover.
Verse 19 says, so then after the Lord has spoken unto them. I mean, was that real simple?
Yes.
Wasn't a hard thing. Just like it wasn't hard to speak it, it's not hard to do. I mentioned something. I'm going to throw this in because it just came back. The Holy Ghost just brought it back to my remembrance. Last night I had everybody stand up and repeat after me. And some may have wondered, why she do it that way? Why did I have you commanding the spirit out of you? Because you have the authority to deliver yourself.
That's right.
Sometimes we look for somebody else to do it.
Amen.
When we're equipped. It's your house.
That's right.
I know what's going on in my house.
That's right.
And some things I don't know, but God knows.
Right.
And I don't think he'll tell you all the time.
That's right.
But he will reveal it to you if you ask him.
Amen.
And if you want to be free,
amen.
Then the Lord can have you tell that devil that he can't. Well, he can't squatter in your house anymore.
That's right.
That the bedroom that he was taking is now going to be vacated.
Amen.
You can tell him.
That's right.
Give him his notice.
That's right.
I love when Parrish, Norman Parrish, he brought this little booklet. He says, deliver thyself.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
That's right.
And the Word of God goes on to say, he was received up into heaven and he sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached. Say, they went forth.
They went forth
and preached,
and preached
everywhere.
The Lord
working with them.
With
no, they went by themselves and they went on their own. No. You better take God with you. Are you going to be like the seven sons of Sceva? And I'm not talking about exorcism. I'm talking about casting out devils.
Amen.
Bless God.
Amen.
The Lord working with them and confirming.
Uh-huh.
The what?
The word.
When you do this commission, when you do those things that the Lord listed as a commission to the saints of God, you are confirming God's word. That's an awesome thing to me. It should be an awesome thing to you that you mean I'm doing the word of God? I'm confirming what God spoke? What did I say last night? How powerful is the words that come out of the mouth of a powerful God? And God saying that you can confirm them?
That's right.
You know what a confirmation is?
Oh, yeah.
This is like when you make a reservation at a hotel. And they give you a confirmation number. So when you get to that hotel, you got your room ready. God says, I will confirm my word with you that believe and are baptized. He said, I will have these signs follow you. And I will go with you to make sure it happens. Bless God. Bless God. Write these scriptures down. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And in your time with the Lord, when you feel like it, search him down. Hopefully you'll feel like it. Praise God. Hallelujah. One of the scriptures, Colossians 3, 2 to verse 10. Setting your affections on things above. And it goes on. But that's part of it. Colossians 3, 2 through 10. Understand that there's a war that's going on in your members. Quit denying that something's happening. My mother used to say this. She says, shame the devil, get set free.
Amen.
I mean, that's simple. Shame the devil, get set free. The devil doesn't want you to bring up something.
That's right.
There's some things he only wants you to remember.
Amen.
Just recently, about a year or so ago, the Lord brought something to my remembrance. While I was taking a shower. I wasn't thinking about nothing but praising the Lord, just singing praise to God. I tend to sing in the shower. Anybody else do that? That's when you sound real good, you know. Praise God. But while I was in taking my shower and I was praising the Lord spoke something to me. And he said, at 7 years old, you were molested. I'm like, no, I must be talking about somebody else. It wasn't me. And he said, at 7 years old, you were molested. Then he showed me by who? In my shower. And I started crying. I said, God, how come I didn't remember that? The devil didn't want me to know. Because he wanted to stay. But God revealed. And in my shower, I said, oh, well, thank you, Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus.
All right, now.
In the shower.
Yes.
Come on now. He had to go. Child molestation had to go. Child manipulation had to go. Dominance and control by an elder man had to go.
Amen.
Then he told me about the soul ties. In the shower.
That's right. That's right.
In the shower.
That's right.
Glory to God. He doesn't care well. Why should you?
Amen.
If God wants to deliver me while I'm in the market basket buying groceries, deliver me, God.
That's right.
I don't care.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Next scripture. 1 Peter 1. Verses 13 through 16. We need to gird up our minds. And I'm going to say this, and I don't mean to embarrass anybody, especially the men, when I say this. But, ladies, you know, we buy girdles.
Amen.
Okay? Because we want to gird up stuff that we want flowing out. And I hope that I'm saying that nicely. You know, so now, but it holds in things.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
That's what a girdle does. So if we girdle up or gird up our mind with the word of God. All right, I'm going on. Praise God. 2 Peter 3:9-14. In those scriptures, the word of God says that the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. And those promises are yea, and they're amen. And they're unto you. Isn't that wonderful? Glory to God. We're not to be like the Pharisees or the Sadducees. We're not to look, have our garments all in place and looking good and making the people think that we got it all going on. It's a facade. It's hypocritical. And Jesus spoke to them and he says, you vipers, you hypocrites. I don't want them telling me I'm a viper. Who wants the Lord to call them a hypocrite? And a viper. A viper is a snake. But the Pharisees couldn't handle the fact that there was someone that was so laid back, so comfortable in his calling, so comfortable in knowing who he was. I'm here to tell you, there are people with evil hearts that don't even want you to know who you are.
That's right. Amen.
And it's in the church.
Amen. Amen.
It's in the church. The enemy doesn't care. Did I remember a scripture in Revelation? I think it's around the 3rd chapter where the Lord spoke. He said, Satan, I know Satan's seat.
Yes, yes.
Where was his seat? It was amongst the saints.
That's right.
All right. 2 Peter 2:20-21. We're to escape the pollutions of this world. Amen. We're not to allow ourselves to be lent to the pollutions of this world. Well, I got to get involved in this, and I got to get involved in that, and I need to get involved with that. And see, you know, I have a right to vote, and I'm gonna get all dabbed up and wrapped up and everything else in politics and everything else. Why? Have anybody ever noticed that even though the popular vote may say that someone should be in office, the electoral vote speaks differently? But when it's what it's telling you is that regardless of what you think or feel,
right,
means nothing. That's what it's telling you. That your voice means nothing. That you have no right. Even though they say you got a right. And that's just a little example. Somebody else is speaking for you when God has given you a voice. But we get wrapped all up into it. Some people get so wrapped up they do more of that than they do for God. I'm not saying don't vote. Because I don't mean you don't have to. You know? Because that's your right.
Amen.
That's your right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But just like one does not condemn because they do, another should not condemn because they don't.
That's right.
Because God still tells me there is now no condemnation. Isn't it wonderful? To know that God has given us rights, but that the devil's still trying to take them. And there is going to come a time that he's going to take them. I mean, that's what the Bible tells me, that it's going to happen. We have this book. It's called the Bible. But it's a book. And I'm here to tell you, saints of God, if you don't get this book in here, and you're still here, and when they take this book from you, and you have nothing else to stand on because I don't have my Bible to go to the page,
amen,
what are we going to do? But God's given us a commission. He said, you shall know the truth, number one. That's part of your commission, to know the truth. And that truth's going to make you free. It's going to make you free. It's going to make you free. It's going to make you free from the faces of men and the fear of man. Where when the word of God says that I will not love my life, even to the death, even to the death. Jesus said, no man takes my life. I gladly give it up. Because this is the will of my Father. How many of us really, truly can honestly say, I'm willing to die
Amen.
For the gospel's sake?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Not saying you have to be a martyr, but who's willing to say, if I have to be a martyr, I'll be a martyr.
Amen. Amen.
Just so that I can further the gospel.
Amen.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel.
Amen.
How many of us can, wherever you are, be willing and ready to share a word from the Lord to somebody? And not let fear grip me because I might lose my job. Because the government says I can't do it. How many of us are willing to go into a schoolhouse and pray for some of the tormented children that are in the schoolrooms where they're going in and murdering each other? Because we can't go in there and we can't pray. Because somebody else told me I couldn't pray. Shackle me and take me on in after I pray. Bless the Lord. Okay, I'm going to get off of that one. In Romans 8, which I said earlier, Romans 8, started with verse 1. The Word of God says, there is therefore now no condemnation. Praise the Lord. And just read that whole chapter. I'm not going to break that one up. In Romans 6, the Word of God says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. God forbid. That is not God's purpose for us, to continue in sin and still say we serve Him. The Word of God says in James, blessings and curses will not proceed out of the same mouth. Brethren. Brethren means to be birthed forth from the same womb.
Amen. Amen.
We're supposed to be birthed forth from the same womb of God.
Amen.
So brethren, how can we speak blessings on one side and then curses on the other?
Amen.
And I'm not just talking about on somebody else.
Amen.
Because we do it to ourselves.
Amen. Amen.
I'm standing before you today to let you know one thing, that God loves you, that He loves you, and that He loves you. And He wants us to love Him back the way He loves us. Are we willing to do that? I pray that nothing I've said to anyone yesterday or today offended anybody. But I still say, blessed is he that's not offended in me. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before the throne of grace. Lord, you've already given us access. And Lord, we're coming because of the blood of Jesus. And no other way can we come. But Father, I ask right now in the name of Jesus Christ that you would bless your people, Lord God. Lord, there's so many different areas of our lives that we need a healing and we need deliverance. And Lord, you know every last one of them. Lord, there are some that I may not ever see again. But I thank you, Lord, that they're my brother or my sister. I thank you, Lord, that you've given us the privilege to come together in fellowship one with the other. I thank you, Lord, for your word. Because it's by that word that not only will I be set free, but I'm going to stay free. Father, I thank you right now for the liberty in Christ Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you give us freedom and you give us victory, Lord God. Even if we don't feel victorious yet, like we should. But Lord, I pray, Lord God, that those that are still feeling not victorious, that you will bring them, Lord. You will pull them into that victory. Lord God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you reveal to us, Lord God, those things, Lord God, that are hindering us and that are binding us up. And that they be destroyed by the anointing. Because, Lord, you told me in the word that the anointing will destroy every yoke of bondage. Lord, we want to stand. Lord, you said that he would bruise our heel, but, Lord, we're still going to put our foot on his head. And even the pain of that bruise may come, but, Lord, we're going to keep it on his head. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that as you lead us and that as you guide us into all truth by your Spirit, that, Lord, that you would comfort also the hearts of my brethren. Lord, I thank you that it's not just at the burying of a body that we're not to allow our hearts to be troubled. Lord Jesus, we believe in you, and we're asking you now, Lord, that you would take any troubling, any turmoil, any torment, and any tribulation, out of their hearts right now, Lord God. And that's in Jesus' name we pray. And we all say amen.
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 God bless you, saints of God.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.